Happy Friday, KMA Land. It's me, Sandy Edie Hansen, back with the Double X Factor, where this week we're taking a look at the topic of gaslighting. Now, I have certainly been on the receiving end of this form of manipulation. My philosophy on life is that when something is happening in my life, that looking at my own role in it is where my empowerment lies. If I simply blame or complain, I end up in the victim position and I can't create anything from there. So if I feel someone is using gaslighting in an effort to cause me to doubt my own feelings or reality, I ask myself a couple of questions. One, what is my part in this dynamic? Am I enabling this form of emotionally abusive manipulation in some way? And two, what is this here to teach me about myself? Is this happening to show me that I need to learn to handle this type of person, or to teach me that I am on some level seeing a reflection of myself in how I treat me? Yes, it is actually possible to gaslight yourself. Just like when it's a tactic being used by an emotionally abusive person towards you, you may be using some of these same tactics in your self-talk. Let's take a look at some examples, shall we? Self-gaslighting might sound like, I'm being too dramatic or sensitive or emotional, or I shouldn't feel hurt or upset because other people have it worse than me, or a strong message I hear in my own head, this is all my fault and I am to blame. Now, these are the kinds of things a gaslighter says to cause their target to question their own reality or feelings. But are you doing this to yourself in the way you talk to yourself? It's worth looking at, especially if you find yourself dealing with manipulative people who are trying to take the spotlight off their own words and behaviors and get you to feel like you're the one in the wrong. So how about some new narratives in your self-talk? Like, what I'm feeling is real and my experience matters. Or, another person's behavior is not my fault. That's their own responsibility. Or, how about this one? Someone blaming me for something doesn't automatically make it my fault. Now, just like being gaslit by someone else, talking to ourselves in a way that discounts how we feel or our experiences does big damage to our own self-esteem. Are you talking yourself out of how you feel? Are you minimizing your own experience? Blaming yourself for things that are not yours to carry the responsibility of. If someone else were doing this toward you, we'd classify that as emotional abuse and manipulation. We'd say, you're being gaslit. Gaslighting is sneaky, hard to spot sometimes from others or from ourselves, so awareness is the key. Getting curious about what messages you hear yourself saying about your own feelings, thoughts, and experiences. It may be a survival tactic you learned very early in life in order to stay in good graces with those you depended on. The bottom line is that you can talk to yourself differently once you're aware that you're discounting your own feelings. If it matters to you, it matters. Please remember that. Now, next week, we're going to return with an all-new topic. Till then, later!